Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. God, the Holy Trinity. What can be said about God, the Holy Trinity? Well, you might say he's simple and yet complex. The simple part is that God is one. We get that. If you only had one thing to do today, one task, walk the dog, watch the World Cup finals, water your plants, that would be a pretty simple day. No headache, no instruction manual, nothing to worry about, just get the one thing done, no textbook required. But what if that one thing to do today was to do your taxes, or to rebuild a car engine, or to learn to play Flight of the Bumblebee, Tammy, backwards? Even though it's just one, yet it is complex, with variables and factors, caveats, ifs, thens, results, mathematics. With such, you've got to use your noggin. The smartphone today. Pretty simple device, right? Fits in the palm of your hand, less than 1 pound, often has 3 buttons. But yet with those 3 buttons, you can sure do a lot, right? Call, take a picture, text, browse the web, shop, check the news. All from one little simple thing. God has always been simple and yet complex. The great Shema of the Old Testament, kind of what they taught their kids in catechism back in the day, back in the Old Testament times, the Shema, Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. And yet God said in the beginning, as we heard in our Old Testament reading today from Genesis chapter 1, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Jesus today, in his Great Commission text, you might call it, says, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name, not names, name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And behold, I am with you always, even at the very end of the age. One, yet three, yet one. Some of the pictures that our world envisions and imagines about God are just wholly incorrect. The man upstairs, not a perfect description of who God is it? The God of the sun, the God of the rain, the God of the moon, the God of the sea, what we call polytheism. There's a God for this and that, for everything. That's not a good description of God according to God's word, is it? Or the God all around, in everything. In other words, pantheism. Partly true, but not fully true, pantheism. He's not everywhere for you. These just don't jive with what God has revealed in his word about who he is and how he wants you to know him in truth and love. God is, Yahweh is, Elohim is our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, holy be his name. His name is Jesus. That which the apostles said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. He is the true Son of God. His name is also, as we heard last week, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Paraclete. He will judge all things. He proceeds from the Father and the Son. A person, and yet one with and in the Godhead. Co-equal, co-eternal. These three as one share the majesty, the glory, the infinitude, the eternity, the might over all things. And yet all are one in Christ Jesus. One God who is also man. God in the flesh. God on the cross. God risen from the dead, the open tomb. The God-man ascended up back into heaven, yet here with us always. It would be an error. It would be wrong to try to make God out to be merely simple, to deny the complexity, to deny the triuneness of God. It would likewise be an error to try to make God so radically complex and sophisticated, convoluted, multiplex, such that even the simple-minded couldn't understand him. For such couldn't be further from the truth. The Holy Trinity is simple and yet complex. And while God's complexity is meant to be thought of and appreciated, kids, and thought about and studied and memorized, but above all, this God, our God, as we confess in the Athanasian Creed, the only God, the Trinity in unity, is to be worshipped. To be worshipped. This Trinity wants to be with you and to serve you with gifts. Simple gifts. Water, bread, wine. Complex gifts. Baptism. Body. Blood. United. A union with God because of who He is and what He has revealed for you. What a great God we have. Simple and yet complex. Let's not deny the one or the other, but confess Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your minds in the faith in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.